Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
5:51 it is this Friday morning, the 3rd of December. 11,535 is the total number of new COVID-19 cases reported in a 24-hour reporting period in South Africa. 8,280 of those were reported in Gauteng. That's 72% of those new cases reported. The Deputy Minister of Health, Dr. Sibongiseni Dhlomo, was in the province of Gauteng yesterday alongside the Premier of the province, David Makora, as well as the MEC for Health, Dr. Noma Temba Mokgethi, as well as the MEC for Education, Panyaza Lusufi, in briefing members of the media on the work of the Premier's Advisory Committee on COVID-19. Deputy Minister, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
What containment measures are available to the province of Gauteng to make sure that those new cases that are primarily being reported in Gauteng, are contained within the province? Because as we've been discussing all morning, this is the festive season where families and people will be traveling to all corners of South Africa from that economic center of Gauteng.
Yeah. We are not actually having such an arrangement to contain them within Gauteng. What we do is to actually put measures for those who are symptomatic, for those who need some support to be looked after. We don't have a ban from anybody who's in Gauteng not to travel to Cape Town, to any other part of the province. But what you can report on is that when the third wave came to an end, there was an agreement, not just in Gauteng. A decision was taken by the Department of Health that we should not dismantle any of those skills, experience, and measures that were put in place to deal with the previous waves of the COVID-19. Whether it could be the dedicated beds that were left like that for COVID. Of course, the same staff, though they are really tired, they've been dealing with the pandemic for some time. There are some of the staff members who were roped in as contract workers. Those also we have to keep. There is a continuous weekly meetings with the AFOCs to make sure that they continue to keep our stock of oxygen and therefore top up all the other medications. That is in place, not just in Gauteng, in all other provinces, but we do not have an instruction to say a Gauteng resident should not travel out of Gauteng. And therefore, it spreads in Gauteng. Yes, we're having big numbers, but we're already seeing this virus also in other provinces in the country.
In the Western Cape, in fact, yesterday, Dr. Keith Kluti and the Premier, Alan Wendy, confirming that we are seeing a resurgence of the COVID-19 numbers, and a lot of it pretty much driven by the new variant, of course. We're still very much in the early stages of understanding this variant, don't we? We're not yet seeing a correlating increase in the number of hospital admissions, at least according to the reports. So only 274 hospital admissions. But this is the natural course of a virus, because the number of people presenting themselves to hospitals generally lags about 2 to 3 weeks after the first reporting of the increase in the new cases reported.
That is correct. However, the clinicians who continue to advise us are saying the symptoms are not different to what they see now. General tiredness, probably less of a severe chest symptoms, but the tiredness and just general malaise, loss of appetite. It says that it is also being seen largely among the young people, which is probably another comfort for us, because generally young people are healthier than the older people, and therefore they may even on their own age category resist the infections. But what's also comforting, which is a message that we need to drive, is that this is a new variant within the virus COVID-19. They are part of this virus, that of this new variant, that comes from the previous parent virus, which is it is carrying along with it. Therefore, what it means is that yes, there may be some components of this variant that wants to escape immunity of either your previous defense because you were infected or the vaccine. So therefore, the message that we still give that let us go out there and vaccinate, because you will then be saying, yes, I might still get this COVID-19, probably of the new variant, but with the vaccination, as the clinicians are telling us, we are still somehow protected. They have not proven that this new variant is totally resistant to the vaccines. Therefore, let's vaccinate because it's coming in from the same family of the virus. It's just that what happens, a virus or a bacteria would want to live longer and escape the medication that we give. So what it does, it changes its form and its structure in the form of what we call a mutation. So it's the same virus that is changing and coming in another form now, but part of it seems to mean to be the same, the sister, brother, parent virus that actually has some components. Mm-hmm. So the message therefore is, now that we have not proven, the scientists have not told us that the vaccines will not work, let us vaccinate and push up numbers of people who are vaccinated, because we will still get COVID-19, a new variant tomorrow, another variant next 5 months, but it will not hit us as bad as if we're not vaccinated.
No, fair enough. And of course, the Vuma Week concludes this weekend. Let me ask this. 22.4% is a positivity rate, according to the NICD, in the 24-hour reporting period. I've already reflected on the numbers of new cases. When the president addressed the nation on Sunday, he had indicated that they will review the data within a week or two. Do you know when he'll be convening the National Coronavirus Command Council meeting again?
No, I do not have that information. The minister, as he sees the numbers and sees them picking up, advised by scientists, will probably be able to advise the president on that, but not yet. We don't have a date as yet.
All right. Deputy Minister of Health, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Dr. Sibongiseni Dhlomo, he was part of that briefing from the Gauteng Provincial Coronavirus Command Council yesterday, reflecting, of course, on COVID-19 numbers.